One more brown child in the past. Welcome back to Voices from the Front Lines, 90.7 in Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara. That was actually Don Norfleet, who's playing tonight at the Temple Bar on Santa Monica 11, so you guys should go check her out. On the phone right now, we have one of our guests from last week to give us an update on the state plan execution of the Honored Beardsley. So we have Stephanie Fauché from Death Penalty Focus on the phone. Stephanie, welcome to the show again.
Thank you for speaking to me again. Really appreciate it.
All right. So why don't you just tell us who is Donald Beardsley and what we can do to stop the execution?
Donald Beardsley is a man who's been on death row in California for over 20 years. He is facing imminent execution tomorrow evening. The state plans to carry out his execution by lethal injection. Donald Beardsley is a severely brain-damaged man. He suffered brain damage right from birth, as well as two accidents where he incurred severe head trauma later in his life, before, in fact, he committed these crimes. He committed two murders of two women, and he confessed to these crimes and turned himself in and fully cooperated with the police. In fact, he frequently follows instructions and cooperates with the prison guards at San Quentin State Prison. He's been a model prisoner for 20 years, and because of his brain injuries, has a history of being fully cooperative with those who are giving orders, which explains why he was wrapped up in this horrible crime that happened back in the 80s. And he is facing execution. We are encouraging individuals to call and fax and write the governor, Governor Schwarzenegger, and ask him to grant clemency to Donald Beardsley, first of all, because of his severe brain damage, secondly, because he's been a model prisoner, and even the former warden of San Quentin says that it would be a shame to execute him. Rewarding a model prisoner helps maintain the safety of the prison. And finally, because there is a commission in California that is charged with studying the application of the death penalty, and certainly in this case, there has been an arbitrary application of the death penalty. None of the co-defendants in this case received such a severe sentence, even though they were more culpable than Mr. Beardsley. And we shouldn't be executing anyone while the state is studying the application of the death penalty in California. So we are urging people to call the governor and fax and email him. He can be reached at 916-445-2841. Again, the number is 916-445-2841. Or if you go to the governor's website, you can send him an email. That's www.govmail.ca.gov.
And all of these phone numbers, fax numbers, email numbers can be reached on your website, which is, I believe, www.deathpenalty.org?
Yes, that's correct.
We
encourage everyone to visit our website and look at all the events that are scheduled for tomorrow evening in protest of the scheduled execution, including one that's scheduled right there in Los Angeles at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Federal Building, which is at 11,000 Wilshire Boulevard. We encourage everyone to attend that event. There will be a rally and a march and an interfaith service.
And also, do you have the information for the Santa Barbara event? Because we also broadcast out there.
We do have that information available on our website, and we have information on events in Orange County, San Diego, and other Southern California locations. So if you go to www.deathpenalty.org, you can find all of that information.
So, Stephanie, I was actually reading, I think it was a San Francisco Chronicle article over the weekend that was talking about his clemency hearing that was on Friday.
Yes.
And I believe it was the most ridiculous thing. They were saying that basically and correct me if I'm wrong, that they were okay with going ahead with the execution, but they had questions about like the humanity of lethal injection, and that possibly somebody could die even more agonizing death. So it's not against the actual morals of it, but the method that they're carrying out with.
Well, actually, there's been a challenge brought to the courts by the defense, arguing that, in fact, the lethal injection process in itself is a fallacy because it's supposed to be a humane way of executing people, as if there could ever be such a thing. But one of the main problems that we have with it is, in fact, that it creates a chemical curtain, In other words, there is a drug administered that relaxes all of your voluntary muscles, so the inmate is unable to move or express any pain, but is actually suffering greatly. And this is actually a defense claim that is actually the witnesses to the execution's First Amendment right to see what is actually going on. And the state administers this chemical so that nobody can argue that this is cruel and unusual punishment. And this is actually a sham, because we do believe that this is cruel and unusual. Even the veterinarians of California do not use this chemical, because in fact causes, you cannot see if the patient is completely asleep or relaxed, because it disguises what's really going on. So the challenge is actually being brought by the defense about whether lethal injection is in fact cruel and unusual punishment. And that case has been appealed to the Supreme Court at this point, and we're expected that they will rule probably by tomorrow.
Okay. And we just got a word on the phone that basically said that I believe you were saying how they weren't accepting calls today.
Well, it is a holiday today, and so they have shut down their phone lines for today. However, we encourage everyone to continue calling tomorrow, and you can send an email or fax directly to the governor from his website. You can also visit the ACLU's website, www.aclunc.org, to send an email or fax. And we encourage people to continue sending their comments and their pleas for clemency. The governor will be announcing his decision tomorrow. We don't know what time, but it's extremely important that we continue to flood his office with calls and communication from concerned individuals, because the state will be carrying out this execution in our names, and it's extremely important that we say no more state killing.
And that number again is area code 916-445-2841. And you can get all the other information on www.deathpenalty.org.
Absolutely.
And I would also definitely Eric, man, the LA Times had a very good, obviously, editorial, the last two paragraphs, saying the original trial jury heard about the accidents, but not about the lasting damage they might have caused, the effect on his personality and behavior. The brain imaging technology now available didn't then exist. His lawyer's contention on that damage form the basis of a clemency petition now before Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The governor should grant that petition and at least commute Beardsley's sentence to life without the possibility of parole. But Beardsley's case also demonstrates the impossible position California is now in. By erecting a death penalty scheme that sentences so many to death and executes so few, the state lies to itself and the people about what it's doing, while leaving aside whether they should execute more. Do you think that the LA Times editorial has effect on Schwarzenegger? I mean, what are in the last 12 hours? He's going to make his decision what time?
We don't know what time. He's left us hanging. Last time he had to make a decision like this, he announced his decision very early and was greatly embarrassed, I think, because of the court's intervention with the idea that that inmate may in fact have been possibly innocent.
And that's Kevin Cooper.
That's what I was talking about. And I think he was greatly embarrassed that the court intervened after he had made his decision. It made him look really bad. So I think he's holding out to the very last minute at this time to see if the court will intervene. As I mentioned, there actually are two appeals in the U.S. Supreme Court right now, one challenging lethal injection that's filed by a former defense attorney for Donald Beardsley, and another appeal actually appealing on an issue that I think is an extremely important one, which is 3 out of 4 of the aggravating factors that were used to secure the death penalty for Donald Beardsley, meaning 3 out of 4 of the factors that supposedly make a crime more heinous, have been declared invalid by the California Supreme Court. And the defense is arguing that the mitigating and aggravating factors should be reweighed and take into consideration the fact that 3 out of 4 of them have been completely thrown out. And without an aggravating factor, you cannot seek the death penalty. So I think that's extremely an important appeal that's in front of the Supreme Court. We don't know what they will be doing. We do hope to hear from them tomorrow before it's too late. But I think that the LA Times and the editorials that have been around the state, really, the San Jose Mercury News, the Sacramento Bee, all urging for either a sentence of life without parole for Beardsley or for at least an MRI for this man before he's executed to determine how much brain damage he does in fact have. He's never had an MRI, which is actually shocking that this man who has brain damage from birth and has suffered two severe accidents.
We got to go, so I want to get the phone number one more time. So, again, the phone number is 916-445-2841. Thanks for joining us. This is Voices from the Front Lines. We'd like to thank our engineer, Molly White, our producer, Alan Minsky. We had Stephanie Fauché on the phone, Judy Moffitt, Don Norfleet. You were listening to Gil Scott-Heron. Spearhead was up here, too. Email us at your comments at info@thestrategycenter.org. We'll see you next week on Voices from the Front Lines. And up next is Susie Weissman with Beneath the Surface.